This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Kind of like the Nashville Predators, some talented people put together, and eventually they'll do something good.
So far, the only Stanley Cups we have are the ones we bought at Target. We are trying to solve a conundrum.
Why are people on the local news, women wearing clothes that have no sleeves?
Yeah.
The anchors and the meteorologists, people in studio.
Yeah, they seem, you know, no matter how cold the studio is, they seem to be sleeveless.
Yeah. So we thought we'd ask a friend of ours that has worked for years in local news here in Nashville.
Right.
She's on WSM. She's at the Grand Ole Opry.
She's awesome.
Weekly syndicated countdown show called Y'all Access with Kelly Sutton.
Yeah, we're not sucking up just because she's on the phone right now.
But she's a good friend of ours.
Yes. So is that a rule, Kelly, that they can't have sleeves?
Okay, so obviously it's been a minute. But when I was still doing television news, there was actually kind of an unwritten rule. You did not go sleeveless. Like, you had to have sleeves.
Oh, okay. So you had the sleeve era.
Yeah.
I mean, not to, like, get all philosophical or deep dive, but the 24-hour news cycle, when you started having CNN on 24 hours a day and you had Fox News 24 hours a day, it kind of changed to, you know, oh, okay, well, they can have longer hair. Okay, well, they can kind of wear what they want. So I feel like probably now it is more of a, I know for people who've been in the business for a very long time, it's probably more of a like, you told me that I had to wear sleeves for so long that I'm going to go sleeveless.
Okay,
I don't know.
Right.
I think a lot of it too is knowing, you know, the things that we used to do, we would go to all of the places where we find stuff on sale, and a lot of dresses are very easy. We called it the quote uniform because you could throw on a dress. It was very easy to put that on, go on the air. It looks professional. It's great. You know, it's not like fussy. There's not a whole lot of stuff that you got to worry about. Like if you have on a suit or if you have on multi layers, then it could look wrinkled or, you know, an unflattering bulge here or there. Mm. But man, I'm telling you, there were three or four designers that were like the go-to. It was like Sisterhood of the Magic Pants. We had dresses that we would pass around to each other, and a lot of them were sleeveless just because it's easier. Well, lastly, a lot of these ladies are working hard on those arms. So
yeah, they want to show it off.
Yeah,
show
right.
off the guns.
Working
that's
out.
What I was going to ask. Like, I mean, not to be rude, and I hope you don't take offense to this, but it does seem like a lot of the dresses look similar. Like the fabric, the style. So that was going to be my question is, where do you guys shop? Because, I mean, across the country, whether you're local or national news, it's all very similar wardrobes.
I can tell you, I absolutely loved Calvin Klein dresses. Oh. And for some reason, all of the Calvin Klein dresses, when they would get marked down, they would send them to TJ Maxx or Ross. So, listen, I'm a Maxinista, y'all.
Yes, queen.
They don't call me Frugal Jim for nothing. I am
slay,
digging
girl,
this.
Slay, girl, slay.
Reveal the secrets.
We mentioned the sleevelessness because, you know, Bree Smith from Channel 5 left, and she was always sleeveless.
Yeah.
And so I tuned in, and actually Leland was doing the weather the other night. He had a three-piece suit on with no sleeves. So...
if he had the breakaway Velcro sleeves where he could just actually pull them off, now that's a ratings getter.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Like when it's sunny, you just rip them off. Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be hot and sunny.
Tina just got hired into the marketing department at Channel 5.
Kelly Sutton, news veteran of Nashville and now the queen of all media.
Yes.
We still love you. We adore you and keep killing it out there in show business land. And thanks for giving us the kind of like the inside skinny on this.
Yeah, thank you.
Come visit anytime and we'll be in a sleeves optional area. Okay. I love Kelly. Newest member of the show, Gina, you have a nose ring.
I do.
You ever got it caught on anything?
Thankfully, no.
Well, it's like it doesn't stick out.
Right. Mine
it
slides
out. You can take it right out.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mentioned that because there was a woman in India who had like a, you know, an actual ring in her nostril.
Okay.
And she got it caught on the mesh of an office chair.
Oh.
Ooh.
She was playing her, I guess she was goofing around with her coworkers, and the ring actually got caught in the mesh in the back of the chair, and nobody could get it loose.
Oh.
And
really?
So they actually had to put her in a van with the chair and take her to the fire department where they're able to finally, you know, I don't know, use the jaws of life or something to get her out of it.
Oh my gosh. That's my worst nightmare.
That is so horrifying. Like, I'm picturing, like, as they're turning corners in the ambulance, that the chair is on wheels and it's rolling this way, rolling.
Yeah, you'd think they could just, like, cut off the top or something.
Yeah, right.
Man, that's like all the body piercings people have, like in their collarbones or like even your cheeks when you're putting on your shirts and stuff.
Yeah, or you know, you have pierced belly buttons and that kind of stuff like that. It gets caught on things.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. And sometimes like the holes that they're in, even if it's removable, like the holes are so big. Like sometimes the people do the things on the gauges on the earlobes and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, does it? Like sound like wind chimes when the wind blows when you're outside.
Yeah.
Like,
oh just yeah, going. I've never thought about that. Well, yeah,
if somebody has a gauge in there and they take it out, you know, it takes a while for the skin to kind of close back
and sometimes
up.
Sometimes it doesn't if it's past like a certain
right.
Yeah.
So if your body people, gets used to it. To avoid people just grabbing it. Fixing metal in the ring like you're on a merry-go-round, grabbing the metal ring.
Oh man.
Come here.
A new temptation has just been unlocked. You're standing behind somebody with a gauge and you just want to go like,
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Unless you know them really well or can run really fast. Three things you want to know this morning.
So here's where we are on the TikTok ban. Mm. It's set to go into effect on Sunday.
Right.
But the president-to-be, Donald Trump, wants to issue an executive order after Monday when he enters office.
So it could be gone for like a few hours?
To delay it.
Okay.
So that they can work on letting people use the app but not have their data being, you know, mined and used badly. But there's a lot of people that are saying it's going to be very hard on legal grounds for the president to issue an order that takes away a law that Congress made. So it doesn't look like anybody's going to be able to step in and save it before Sunday.
Right.
That's my question, though, is like if Congress is so worried about our data being breached, which I understand, why can't they prevent our data from being breached?
I think that's why they were saying, I don't know.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know. I mean, this isn't something to get into, but...
Only American companies can steal all our data.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they said.
Yeah.
We need a U.S. buyer to come in and do it because, you know, only we can steal data.
We only want...
and sell it to anybody in the world.
Yeah.
We want homegrown evil people.
Right. Like, you're telling me there's nothing anyone can do to prevent our data from being breached? I don't know.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense to me. I think a lot of it was grandstanding.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of it's above our pay grade. We have no idea.
For sure.
Hey, Coors Light is changing their name for a limited time. They're going to be calling it Monday's Light. So you can have a case of the Mondays.
Ooh.
They say that the Monday after the Super Bowl is like the worst day ever.
Yeah.
So
Why
don't you just go to work and drink at your desk? I don't know what their plan is, but they're getting some attention.
If you work from home, it's a lot easier.
That's true. Yeah, that's right.
Well, be careful how you treat your siblings and your kids, because one woman was excluded from her family trip across the seas, and she ended up winning a lottery ticket, won $2 million.
Wow.
And now her family's upset with her because she's not sharing her wealth when they
excluded
her.
They disinvited her from the...
They didn't even invite her.
Oh.
She didn't know about it until her sister posted about it on Instagram. And she was like, why didn't I go? And her dad was like, you know, money's tight.
But
the four of them could go, left her out. and now are demanding that she give them some of her money.
Don't give me anything.
That's what everybody else is saying.
Yeah. They kind of made their own mess.
Yeah, no kidding.
So be careful how you treat people.
That's right. And those same people also could be the ones deciding what nursing home you go to.
Right.
So be nice to them.
Yeah.
So you go to a good place.
And not the place where they make you make wallets all day. You know.
95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the Morning, about ready to play Gender Wars. But sadly, our female contestant got disconnected.
So this is your opportunities, ladies. We need you to jump in and save the game.
Save the game.
It's up to you.
All right, ladies only. Give us a call.
Yeah, the phone number is 615-553-0933.
I think we got somebody.
Excellent. Okay.
All right.
Michael standing by, ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Hey!
Your shipping and postal supercenter.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm doing great today.
Good.
Excellent.
Deal.
Hey, Michael, do you have a favorite family recipe?
Our go-to is just plain white rice.
Plain white rice. You're easy.
A secret recipe for white rice. I love that.
Hey, whatever's your favorite, that's it. That's good.
All right. We have our emergency lady lined up. Who's this?
This is Joanna from Murfreesboro. How are y'all?
Good, Joanna.
Joanna, thank you for calling and playing.
Okay, we'll ask you the same question. Do you have a secret family recipe?
Or just a favorite. Doesn't have to be secret.
Doesn't have a secret.
Mexican chicken spaghetti.
Oh, that
Mexican
sounds good.
Mexican chicken spaghetti. Wow, that does sound good.
I've never heard those things put together before. Oh. It sounds delicious.
Somebody at Taco Bell's writing it down right now.
Ooh. Yeah, right. okay, let's begin the game. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. If you don't know the answer to a question, you can yell out screw, and we will give your question to your opponent. But if your opponent gets it right, they could steal your point. But if they get it wrong or don't know it, you get a point for knowing nothing.
All right. Here we go. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Joanna, in the action movie Air Force One, was the president played by Harrison Ford, Morgan Freeman, or Mel Gibson?
Harrison Ford?
Yes!
You nailed it.
Right. Woohoo!
That's right.
Good start.
Good start for the girls. We need it.
Woohoo!
I know. They've been having trouble this week.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Michael, is expect more, pay less the slogan for Walmart, Target, or TJ Maxx?
Oh.
TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx is not right. No.
It is Target.
Yeah. It was your second guess.
You probably would have got it by your third guess. All right.
Dang.
All right, Joanna, you can take a big lead here. Name one of the two teams playing in the college football championship game this weekend.
Oh my God.
You got to screw if you need it.
Screw.
Yeah. All right, screw.
Okay, she's going to use it.
Okay.
Woody talked her into it.
Michael, name one of the teams that's playing in the college football championship game.
Notre Dame or Ohio State.
Yeah, he named both. Okay. No extra credit, but you're just showing off.
Show off.
Just a show off.
All right, we're
tied.
Good or bad use of the screw, so that means we're tied up now.
All right, back to Joanna.
Michael, rather. Talk of the Town is seen weekdays on which Nashville TV station?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know what I know.
Fox?
No. Fox is not correct.
We were actually looking for Sleeveless News Channel 5.
We're not sure if they still wear sleeves there. Okay.
All right.
It's still tied up, is it?
Yep.
Tied up? Okay, double checking. Joanna, Crown Royal is a whiskey imported from what country?
Oh my gosh. England.
No.
Oh.
From Canada. It's Canadian whiskey.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
It's politely wrong.
Obviously,
it's from
I
Canada.
Didn't either.
That's right.
All right. It is still tied at one.
All right, Michael. What do they sell at a Williams Sonoma store?
Where you buy skillets?
Would you accept that answer?
What'd you say?
He said skillets.
No,
it's kitchen stuff.
Any kind of kitchen stuff, yeah.
Yeah. They sure, do we'll sell that there. Yeah.
We'll take that. And once again, the ladies have been defeated.
No!
Sorry I failed you, Gina.
It's all right. It's all right. Thank you for playing.
Joanna, you're a joy to have on the show. So if that means anything to you. Or Michael, we have a certificate of braggification you can share with everybody.
Yeah.
You can go to Go and Postal and have it made into a poster. You can share it on social media. Just let everybody know how smart you are.
If you want to play an upcoming Gender Wars, you can give us a call at 615-553-0933. We play twice a day now at 720 and 820 with Woody and Jim. 95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the Morning on 93.3 FM. Of course, Kiss getting a little bit older now. Now they rock and roll till about 8:30, 9 o'clock at the latest.
Yeah.
And they party maybe 2 days a week, but not consecutive days. So, yeah, you got to adjust your lifestyle just a little bit.
That sounds like more my speed now.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe we can finally hang with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right? We're living the rock star lifestyle.
Woo!
If you want to be a rock star while you're driving, some people pick out a personalized plate.
Yeah.
And so I found this article of Illinois just announced these are the plates that they rejected.
Oh, okay. These are always pretty good because people try to slip stuff in. Yeah.
Yeah, they try to get clever and they put stuff in, and if it's like dirty or insinuate something, they reject it.
Right.
So these are some of the ones they rejected, and by the way, we have the list from Tennessee that's coming up.
Yes, we'll share that with you in a second.
But Illinois said no to Hawktua.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Jagweed.
Okay.
Axe-hole.
Axe-hole.
Oh, all right.
What an axe-hole that guy is.
Ho, 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 but the last one has an E on the end.
Yes.
Yep.
It's Pimp
let's see.
Santa.
This is the last one. They just took the H off and they just said, huge wang.
Okay.
They said, nope.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Sometimes they're hard to understand. You get behind somebody and they have a personalized license plate. Goes, what does that mean?
They get a little too
clever.
And you
follow them for like 10 miles trying to figure out what it says.
Or get in a car accident because you're concentrating so hard.
Yeah,
never,
right.
It's never happened to me. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But we have some of the rejected personalized plates from Tennessee.
Yeah, I want to hear these because I shared mine. Now it's your time for show and tell.
So one of them is FT long. So foot long.
Oh, okay. Maybe they work at Subway.
Right.
Jinx. A race to the punchline.
No tit.
No, okay, yes.
Idiot.
All right.
That would fit a lot of people.
Yeah. I kind of like that. Everybody should have those plates here. Including myself.
Heifer.
Heifer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Body bag.
Really?
That's
weird.
And there's a lot of heifers, but the E is replaced with a 3 and the 1 is replaced with a Y or a number 1. So people are really wanting that.
Yeah.
Why?
I a lot of these, I'm like, why? There's like 69 daddy 69 tool bag. Like your tool bag for writing this. Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe we should allow it.
It's a good label.
Yeah, these are so crazy. There's a lot of like S boxes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Do you have some?
Yeah, there's one that's just, it's butts, but with a Z on the end, butts.
And then, kind of funny.
This is kind of clever, but it's zero fox.
As in I give?
I give zero fox.
Oh, I kind of like that. See, I couldn't do this because some of these would go over my head.
Uh-huh.
And I think some have to be affiliated with like gangs or something because there are a lot that like don't make sense. I don't know why.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure law enforcement says nothing with this. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's like white girl on here.
There's one that was rejected, just weed man. So we don't know what he sells. I know there's like a lawn care company.
Yes.
Actually, guy.
I use weed man.
Because you have all the canceled checks.
They fertilize my lawn.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
And when I signed up, like I signed up while my wife was like at work. And she looks at like, you know, this is like 15 years ago. Yeah. We're still writing checks.
Dude.
And it's wrote, I was like $50 to Weed Man. And my wife's like looking at the duplicate check going, Why did you give
do
somebody...
Do we need to have a serious conversation?
Yeah. An intervention?
You know, most corner drug dealers don't accept checks, so, you know.
That's a good point.
That is a good point, yes. You need a Woody and Jim mood boost. Let's do it.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
You got a story that'll make people happy, Gina?
Yeah. So Elton and Betty are a couple in California, and they celebrated their 82nd wedding anniversary.
82nd?
82nd, as well as Betty's 100th birthday recently. So, yeah, they decided to have a four-day Disney-themed party since they couldn't make it to the park.
Yeah.
And it included their 16 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren.
Good Lord.
The best part of all, though, is Elton surprised Betty with a special walker to be able to dance with her. And he was dressed as Prince Charming to her Cinderella. And it was just this, like... such a wholesome video that I'll get posted to our socials.
How
so
sweet.
Make
that
sure to
really
check it
cute.
Out. But just, yeah, it's so cute. And they offered some advice. They said, for a loving relationship, it's simple, patience. Don't win an argument. Do things together and with each other and the Lord. So it's crazy that they are, that they've survived this long in the world and how crazy it can be. But to be married for 82 years is just wild.
That's amazing. That's got to be a record of some sort.
Yeah. It feels like, yeah, I know. And Gina, you just being a newlywed, you need to hear these good stories.
Yeah, I know, because it seems like it's all doom and gloom, and people are like, don't get married. Yeah. Take your time.
Yeah. Don't talk to bitter people.
Yeah.
Don't talk to bitter. Talk to the people who are happy.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. You only have 81 more years to go, so you're fine.
Yeah.
Woody and Jim Mood Boost. Totally hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Allow me to complain about my own procrastinations for a second.
Go ahead. You got the floor.
I have established on this show that I am a procrastinator. If there was a pill that I could take to relieve procrastination, I would take it, but probably not till tomorrow.
Yeah, in fact, he was going to talk about this 10 minutes ago, but he said,
get around to it. Yeah, I'll get around to it eventually. Car got totaled, and so I've been looking for a car. All right, and the people at the radio station here at Cromwell Media were nice enough to loan me a car, one of our station vehicles, to drive until I could get a new one.
Right.
And I was hoping I was going to get some sort of, you know, radio endorsement thing where I would get a car and I'd say nice things on the radio about it. And that didn't happen. So I got a text yesterday from our boss saying, we need the car back now. So pretty much I'm just an island.
Well, look out, car lots, because Woody's
coming to you this afternoon. I got to get something today. Hopefully something under like 10 grand.
Yeah.
And, you know, until then, I'm just, you know, just going to wander the streets, I guess.
Yeah. Get to know the bus system. Get to know the bus routes.
There is a bus stop right outside the station.
There is. From Murfreesboro to Murfreesboro Road.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah. If anybody knows of a car deal, because I want to buy it from a dealership, because if it's something wrong with it, I have somebody to complain at.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't do anything about it, but there's somebody
there. They won't, but at
least someone to blame.
At least I could embarrass them on the radio if it doesn't go well.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of like, Mike from Smyrna, you stink.
Yeah. Yep.
So if anybody, hit me up on Facebook, and I won't go on and on about it, because I probably already have.
Yep.
3 things you want to know this morning. Jim, you saw A Complete Unknown with Timothy Chalamet, right?
I did.
I guess they did the London premiere, and Timothy Chalamet showed up on an e-bike and rolled it up to the movie premiere in London.
Ah.
But the big news is he didn't store it away properly, so he got fined $79.
Stop it. Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Oh, my God. He can afford it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually going to be hosting Saturday Night Live a week from Saturday, and it's going to be...
He's the regular host.
And the musical guest.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he'll be doing Bob Dylan or what.
I don't know.
Kylie Jenner's going to be there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. It could.
I don't really see those two together.
No, it makes me cringe every time I see them together.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It won't last.
Here's something more weird. There's a biosciences company that has raised $200 million, and I guess they already had a lot of money. And the goal of using that money is they are going to bring back extinct species like the woolly mammoth.
Wow.
Did they not see Jurassic World or Jurassic Park?
There's been like seven movies that show this is a really bad idea, you guys.
They said they're going to, like, they would somehow implant an elephant with the thing they create and have the elephant give birth to the woolly mammoth.
All right.
Which I'm hoping the elephant doesn't have to deal with tusks from the woolly mammoth.
Yeah, I could see this just going so horribly, but okay.
Everything childbirth is rough. Imagine if your baby has tusks.
Is it wrong to say I'm like clenching right now?
No, everybody is.
Yes, everybody is.
So, and they say this could happen. They could be ready to do this within 3 years.
Just don't.
I don't know if they're going to do it. Spend some of that $200 million on hiring Chris Pratt to like tame him.
Yeah, make sure you have people in place.
Yes.
Interesting.
And high fences.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the FDA finally banned red food dye from all food, from skincare products.
Everybody's for years and years and years said that like bad, that's bad for us.
Really bad. It's a potential cancer risk. It's been proven to affect kids as well, and especially who have like ADD.
Hyperactivity.
The only caveat is companies have until January 2027 to like officially do it. So we're still going to have red food dye for like 2 years. So
we're going to stop killing you in 2 years.
Right. So I assume that's because like things are already in production on shelves. Like I get it. However, maybe they should have sped it up. I don't know.
So what's going to happen first? They're going to stop doing the red dye, or we're going to have woolly mammoths on I-24. What's going to happen first?
Oh my God. Wait, that's a good thing to keep an eye on.
Start your office pool now.
Yep.
Looking for a new job? How would you like to drive the Planters Peanuts Nutmobile?
Oh.
It's like the Wienermobile from Oscar Mayer, but it's a nut.
Okay.
They're looking for three people, pays $45,000 a year. They want you to be a brand ambassador. You get a stipend every day, some benefits. I assume they put you up in a hotel when you're on the road as opposed to sleeping in the nut.
I don't know. It might be kind of big, so they might be able to fit a bed in there.
You can apply for the job if you'd like by going to plantersnutmobile.com.
I don't know what's worse, driving a nut or driving a wiener.
True.
Yeah. That's a draw.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We have such an awesome prize to give away for Gender Wars that we're surprised it's our prize to give away.
We have Preds tickets.
Yeah.
Including the bobblehead for Keith Urban.
Yes. Yeah.
Him holding a catfish.
Yes.
And pretty then cool, the bonus prize, which is like could be a prize all by itself.
Mm-hmm. Is a pair of tickets to see Keith Urban at Bridgestone in October.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like it's not just a pair of tickets tomorrow. It's like a package deal.
Yeah.
Right.
You're getting.
Got that going on. Plus it's Friday, so that's good. It's all good.
I know.
What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
Doing a recording of a bunch of our movie review podcasts with my podcast buddies for the Untitled Film Project podcast. See, we're doing a bunch of movies recording today. We're doing, Nosferatu, The Brutalist, The Last Showgirl with Pamela Anderson, Flow, an animated movie that is really good.
Yeah, the Pamela Anderson movies, I heard that there's Oscar buzz about it. Yeah.
She's terrific.
Yeah.
So is Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, too.
Really?
She's also awesome.
Wow.
So, not a great movie, but the performances were good.
That's cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And we know your opinion about The Brutalist, so.
Yeah, it's brutal.
It was brutal to watch and...
Yeah. What are you guys doing? Woody, what do you got going on?
I'm going to be going car shopping today. Woo. I had to replace my car, and now I have cash money, and I'm going to go someplace. I don't even know what I'm going to roll up to the building with tomorrow morning.
I hope to God it's like an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile or something.
Or the, the Planters Nutmobile.
Yeah. That's right. One of those.
Yeah, you should just reach out and see if you could just drive it.
Yeah,
They were made for you,
man. Yeah, sure. Gas mileage is probably really, really affordable, too.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're doing?
Obviously the gym, and then it's plasma donation day today.
Yep.
So I'll be doing that. Cha-ching.
Yeah, you got to do that in the same order. You can't work. Yeah. You can't give the blood and then go work out because you'll faint.
Nope, you can't do that. Yeah, so.
Friday tomorrow. We'll see you.